This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Hopefully we're doing well. We've got a little bit of a surprise today. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson.
What's up, Steiny?
I'm out.
It just keeps giving.
What, this day of the week?
Yeah. Get well soon, Goo. Get well soon. And
doing his best Anthony Edwards impression.
Well, that took 2 minutes and 9 seconds. I tell you what,
I'm just glad you wore the shirt today.
Of course. That's the way you do it.
I mean, this is a eulogy for you. So, and we're going to get into a lot of different things today, Steiny, but I'm glad you were man enough to, after sticking it to Warriors fans when the Wolves won their series, now embrace hate. Well, not hate, but...
I'll tell you what today may be. It may be a lesson in good sportsmanship to Warrior fans.
What are you talking about?
I'll show you all in the next 4 hours how to handle a loss. We don't blame the refs. We say we got to be better. We tip our cap to the other team. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Ant didn't seem too concerned.
Why should he? He's fine. One of the best young players in the league. Says he's going to work harder than anybody in the offseason. I already got on Spadoni. What a Spadoni playing Anthony Edwards saying, I'm not hurt. And I said, what about the part where he's working hard?
Because last night was belt to ass. That's why he should be worried.
They cut it to 23.
Oh, that far, huh? What, they were down 39 at one point?
Yeah, but that wasn't for long. They were only down 39 for like 11 seconds.
I'm going to make you
seconds.
Do what the Wolves did in the first quarter and lay down today.
Please.
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm great. You know what? There's nothing worse than getting up for a game and it's over in 7 minutes.
You feel liberated?
You know what?
You're back to not being a fan anymore. You know, you had your 2 week run. It's a little vacation from the typical Steiny we know, and now you're back.
Yay! I mean, they that team's good on the other side. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, and, it, you know, this kind of, I was talking to Guru about this. And, you know, you guys know the number, 888-957-9570. I was talking to Guru about this. You know, when we talk about the Warriors or any team, you know, he always says, I don't care what the team down the street's doing. I don't care what the neighbors are doing. It's about us. And I was just thinking about that last night, watching the Thunder and then thinking about the Warriors and thinking about the Timberwolves, who are a young team but got run out in five games. How do you not take into consideration what's going on around you with Oklahoma City and, to a lesser degree, Minnesota?
We'll be fine.
But I can only be concerned with my house, though. Steiny, I can't control what my neighbor's doing, and if they're having a party on Saturday night past midnight, I can't control that. I can politely go knock on the door and say, shut the hell up, but I can't stop them from having a party. What I can do is make sure that my house is soundproof. I can make sure that I sleep in the basement, perhaps. I can do things to prevent myself from being annoyed by my neighbors, but I can't control what they do. And that's where I am kind of at with the Warriors. Like, they can only be as good as they can. And that's why this summer is important.
Very important. Very important for the Warriors. A lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about the Western Conference Final. We'll talk about the Warriors. Anthony Slater with an interesting piece about Jonathan Kuminga. And there was a money quote in there that... that would scare me a little bit if I want Jonathan Kuminga on this team. I think that's the other thing that's interesting. I think a lot of people are under the impression that he's out of here. I'm not there yet. I'm just not. Maybe, but I don't think they've made a decision on him. And we'll also get into some Draymond Green sound. You know, talking about what he thinks he knows about basketball. Jump into some of that little bit later. Draymond Green.
Well, it's what he thought he knew about basketball. The game's changing, Siney. Kids are coming up, kids are winning, and kids are pushing the old cats out. And like, it sounds funny, but we were having this conversation last year too, right? It just was around a different team. Like,
right.
Boston was being elevated into the prime of their careers, and they were winning championships, but like, it was Doncic's league, or it was Minnesota's league, or it was OKC's league. All those teams are on their way. Houston now has a seat at the table. San Antonio's coming. Like, the Warriors are holding on for dear life. And I think it's, while it's a plan that I can't necessarily fault them for, it just feels like, you're watching the game last night, and the one thing that I gotta ask people is, like, what did we learn? Like, how far do people think the Warriors are from the team that, let's be honest, the Wolves got dog walked last night?
Hey. Wouldn't it be wolf walked?
Wolf walked. Yeah, they got put down. They were like a feral dog waiting to get put down last night, and OKC obliged. That's what happened. And I can't necessarily fault Minnesota because, dude, OKC might be... they might be on their way to being one of the greatest teams defensively of all time.
I mean, they...
like, the numbers are just staggering.
Here's the other thing I want to get into.
And they ain't going anywhere.
No, they're not. In fact, I did a deep dive last night, a Dibley deep dive. And if you're a Warrior fan, let me tell you what you don't want to do. Whatever you do, don't pull up the Oklahoma City roster with their salaries. Don't do that.
Why?
Because they are in an unbelievable position with their money. It's just they could be the new light years. They could be. They're not there yet. But man, they are loaded. They've got guys paid reasonably. Here's one thing I want to ask you, though, and then we'll get into some other stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, the Wolves got beat last night, you know, pretty tight game. And, it wasn't a tight game. But, they laid down. They did this. They did that. So I'm watching that game last night, all right? And it's the first quarter.
That's all you needed to watch.
And Anthony Edwards passes to somebody. to Mike Conley, and Conley head fakes and passes to Jaden McDaniels, who's got a wide open three, wide open corner three, and he misses it. They made the right play. He missed it. Jaden McDaniels misses three wide open threes. Julius Randle just was terrible early. Nickeil Alexander-Walker misses layups. It's like, yeah, they got hammered, but I don't know if they laid down. They just stunk.
I got to ask you this, and this is something I've picked up from you. Why was McDaniels so wide open?
I mean, he's been shooting that one all
But he's
year.
Not a great three-point
shooter.
But
he can make one. He can make one.
No, because there was a guy clapping in his ear the entire time.
That is true.
OKC might be the greatest home court advantage of 2025. Whoever that super fan is in the corner, Steiny, was in his ear, was in his jersey. He might as well have been defending Jaden McDaniels from the side of the seat like Alex Caruso was defending Anthony Edwards. I mean, I'm sorry. You got a guy clapping in your ear? I was hoping he'd make a shot so he could tell him to shut up, but... That's just what you got to deal with.
Yeah. I'm just wondering also, Warrior fans, if you know, do you think about the Warriors when you're watching a game like that? I mean, I think the one thing that's fair is to say, you know, if we were healthy, could we have given Oklahoma City a better series than Minnesota? But I've been fighting goo about whether we even should talk about Curry, what would have happened if Curry was healthy. How relevant is that?
Not very. Well, the thing is, sure, would they have been able to get more than one game? Maybe. I mean, seriously, and I'm not being facetious. If there is a Warriors fan that watched that entire series and wants to tell me how this Warriors team, even with Curry Helly, was going to beat OKC, I'd be happy to hear it. They were unbelievably dominant on the defensive end of the floor. And I just couldn't help watching that, especially last night, looking at that game and just thinking, you're telling me Brandon Podziemski is going to bring the ball up against insert OKC Thunder?
Yeah.
Like you're telling me that even Steph, who can be loose with the ball at times, is going to try and bring the ball up against Caruso, Williams, SGA, Joe, Wiggins. Pick a guy on that team. And Draymond Green is going to have to step out and defend Chet, also have to rebound with Hartenstein. Like, that team is young, they're coming into their own, and it looks like a team that's going to own the West for the foreseeable future.
It does. In a way, we said that a little bit about Denver a couple years ago, so things can change.
That's true.
You know, I do look at that team and sometimes look at the Warriors and say, what are we doing? But that's for the Warrior fans. What are we doing? After you watch a game like last night, and those are two teams you're going to have to leapfrog. Say hello to Evan Giddings today. I'm working with Evan. Get well soon, Goo. See, and people, we ended the show with a bang yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
Oh, great. We had a great show, and clearly it was a TKO at the end of the show by me.
What?
I just had to set him straight on a few things.
A goo?
He's done. He's done what a lot of people do, and you know they look at a young player like Anthony Edwards and they criticize him like he's 33 years old. And I just reminded Guru, you know, he said, what did he say? Edwards has to learn how to win.
Sure.
And he's been to two straight Western Conference Finals. And I just reminded Goo that at this age, his hero, Michael Jordan, hadn't done anything. So he's penalizing Anthony Edwards for getting to a place that many haven't gotten to yet.
Well, I got one question, because the chat's coming down your road a little bit, and that's fine.
I want the chat to come down. Here's the one thing I was thinking.
Today's one of those days.
Here's the one thing I was thinking, and I don't want to make this into Timberwolves talk.
We won't.
But, you know, I was rooting for the Timberwolves. I had a vested interest. Yeah, Buddy was coach of the team. That should be fair. But, I figured, you know, today I could go, like, full-on Willard.
Explain.
Well, I could be like the Timberwolves guy, like he's kind of the Giants guy. and Warriors guy.
Like nothing's ever wrong?
Well, I don't want to say that, but, you know, I can paint positive. I mean, I love where we're at in Minnesota.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Not this morning.
No.
You're on your couch. Signing.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for the rest of the playoffs?
OKC.
Why?
Because I want them to win it.
They just embarrassed your favorite team.
They beat us in five. And, yeah, here's Ragu. Man, I mean, we win game four at two-point loss. Steiny. It was tied with 6 minutes to go. We can play with them.
See, and that's why the series was over. Steiny, I told you had two more days to be a fan, and I'm glad that you at least gave us the opportunity by wearing that, I should say, and Lucas pointed out during the break, perfectly sized Wolves shirt that you got on today. The opportunity to kind of give you what you give Warriors fans all the time, which is unnecessary flack.
Well, I mean, the Warrior fans have to admit that the Timberwolves are in a significantly better spot than Warriors are.
I don't know.
Significantly.
There's a lot of questions about the head coach.
I'm actually, the more I think about it,
sorry.
I'm kind of glad Guru isn't here today because I saw he was on Facebook last night and he told somebody, Anthony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Edwards should be ashamed. He should be ashamed. What are we doing?
Well, I mean, he shot the ball more than 20 times in two games. But, dude, like, he couldn't do anything.
He deserved it.
Tip of the cap to OKC.
There's only one guy who tipped the cap yesterday. I don't know if you saw
Finchie.
This. And aside, no, it was Aaron Judge. He got walked intentionally
twice. I
heard
about this.
And he tipped his cap to the other dugout. That's so disrespectful.
I heard about that. And who's the manager of the other
Ron
team?
Washington.
Ron Washington. Yeah. Former.
Wash.
Yeah. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. He was watching the Western Conference Finals last night. Let's see how optimistic he is about our Warriors. Hey, Dennis.
You know me too well now, Steiny. not optimistic at all. But you know what? Hey, I'm a huge Warrior fan. I'm a Steph Curry fan. But, you know, I called in. You and I were having these conversations a couple of years ago. I said, trade Curry and start rebuilding. I'm sure people thought I was smoking something that wasn't good for me, you know. But, you know, who wants? I'd like to see the Splash Brothers here forever, just like I wanted to see Montana play forever. But their time's up, and it's going to be tough to rebuild. and we got to bite the bullet and do it. These conversations, what are your eyes telling you? What do you see? My eyes are telling me I'm seeing an aging team that's taken up the whole salary cap, and they need a lot more. They definitely, if they're going to keep with this core, Lakers going to have to spend a lot more money because they need a dynamic point guard to help these three out, and they need a big man. And they don't grow on trees, and nobody's going to give them to you for nothing. And do we have the assets to even get that stuff? You know, OKC got creative. They got rid of all their superstars. Yeah. Look what the Clippers gave them, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got creative, and they built themselves a hell of a roster. Philadelphia Eagles did the same thing, you know? They got creative, you know? They drafted well. And, you know, that's what we need to do. It's unfortunate. Like Fillmore Mike, when he calls in, he talks about, you know, how we built this team that had the dynasty through the draft. You know, now we got no draft pick. You know, in 2 years in a row, no first-round pick.
Yeah.
So we kind of painted ourselves in a corner, and we're going to be stuck with this for the next 2 years. I hope they can get creative and find something, but if they don't, I'll still watch them. Have a good day, guys.
Great stuff. Great stuff, Dennis.
Thanks, D.
Here's the one thing I was thinking about last night, about today's show, and I realized that we're talking about where the Warriors are right now. They won a title 2 years ago. They've made the playoffs two out of the last 3 years, won a round in each of those playoff series, been eliminated in the second round. And I was really thinking about me saying, you know, it might be time to move on. But the reality of the situation is there isn't a template for this, right? Can we all agree the Warriors were a dynasty or are at the tail end of a dynasty?
Yeah, however you want to put it. Sure.
Right. And so if you look at basketball history in the NBA, there's only been five or six teams that have done what the Warriors have done. So I was thinking, we got to look at those teams. We can't look at a regular team and say what they should do. We are talking about a dynasty. And I'm just, you know, just throwing some stuff out there. You know, like the Celtics in the 80s, all right? They aged out. I mean, Bird got hurt. McHale got hurt. They had nothing. And they went away after those guys, you know, their Curry and Draymond left. And they missed the playoffs 6 straight years. After that, you know, the Chicago Bulls, when they won 6 titles in 8 years and they broke the team up, and I get it. Some people think they shouldn't have, or Jerry Krause shouldn't have, but they did. They went 6 years without making the playoffs. I'm looking at the San Antonio Spurs. So they win it in 2013, 2014, Evan. And it was, you know, they had Duncan and Parker and Ginobili, but they also had Kawhi Leonard. So they win the title. They still have Kawhi Leonard. He gets into the playoffs 4 years in a row, I believe. Made it to the Western Conference Finals 1 year. Then he leaves.
Yep.
They haven't made the playoffs in 6 years, the Spurs. 6 years they haven't made the playoffs. So are we under, like, what's the goal here for the Warriors? Is it to avoid that kind of period after Steph Curry leaves? Because it almost feels like that's kind of inevitable. The Showtime Lakers, after 91, they didn't make... Now, they hung... The Showtime Lakers might be the team that you want to try to emulate. Because they won their last title, I think, in 89. They got to the finals in 91. And then they started getting really old. And then the next thing you know, it's 96. But they hung around with, like, Eddie Jones and Eldon Campbell. They made some playoffs. And then they got Kobe and Shaq. So I think that's got to be, I mean, is that the goal? What, Warrior fans, what's the goal? You're coming out of a dynasty. I'm telling you right now, and you guys know through history, you're staring at a down period. How can you avoid that? How do you avoid it is my question.
I don't know if you can, but the problem is, Steiny, and I think you can't look 5 years down the road. Like, you can't do that because this team is built around a player who is literally on basically a year-to-year deal. Like, Curry has a couple more years left on his contract, and then we'll reevaluate. And as long as the Warriors are based around this one player, that's all that matters. And I would like to think that the Warriors did a pretty good job of leaning more into it last season than they have really since the championship season. And that's the way that they're moving. You know, that's why this summer is interesting, but it's also, I don't think there's going to be a big shakeup the way there was last summer, where you remove a piece of the franchise like Klay Thompson and you kind of reshuffle things. They realize that they are close and yet far from their goal. You could make the case that if Curry doesn't get hurt, they get to a Western Conference Finals. You could also say if Buddy Hield doesn't score 33 points, they don't beat the Houston Rockets, they're a first-round exit. Like, they're kind of stuck. But to your point, that's the natural, that's the natural place that dynasties go.
Right.
The goal is to be competitive as possible. I mean, to me, that's the goal, because you're not going to be able to escape the likely dark period beyond the days of Steph. You're not going to be able to escape, you know, the lottery picks that are inevitably coming your way. But you can try to do, I don't know if everything is the correct course, but you can try to do as much as financially and intelligently possible to maximize this 1 year window. That's how the Warriors have to approach this. It has to be 1 year at a time.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're telling us they are doing. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm just trying to think big picture about the Warriors after watching that series last night. And I know you can't really do this, but you know, I'm thinking, boy, Minnesota handled the Warriors. I get it. It was without Steph Curry. And then OKC just handles Minnesota. You know, how far away are the Warriors from competing in a series against OKC?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the whole dynasty bit, because you got me thinking. I don't know about the rest of the dynasties you were discussing, but I have to imagine there's some trait of this, which is the Western Conference is a direct result of the Warriors dynasty. If the Rockets had gotten over on the Warriors,
right,
James Harden is still playing. You can make a case he'd still be a Houston Rocket. They wouldn't have had to reset and rebuild everything they've done. Oklahoma City, if Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook had gotten over on the Warriors or won a title or two, which many people believe they could, OKC wouldn't have had to trade their best pieces to try and reset and rebuild. You can make the same case with all of these young groups that are up and coming, that the whole reason that they're in the place that the Warriors are now looking at them wanting what they have, it's because they can never beat the Warriors. They could never get over on Golden State. And so while the Warriors have been aging and competing and winning championships for the most part for the last decade, other teams have been trying to figure out how to defeat them. And now the Warriors have gone from the hunters to the hunted, and they're left with the aging remnants of a dynasty that once would look at this Western Conference and say, that's ours. You have no chance of beating us. And instead, their own creation, Oklahoma City, is the team that has essentially risen from the Warriors' ashes and now is in the best position to replace them as a dynastic franchise.
Right. No, that's a good point. I mean, for 6, 8, 10 years, there were teams assembled to try to beat the Warriors. My question is to is the Warriors fans about where this team is right now. Yesterday I asked the question, where are the Warriors right now? But now my question is, we know, can we agree they're at the end of a dynasty?
You can make the case the dynasty's already over, but yeah.
I'm not like Carter. Carter looks at me and laughs like, of course it is. All right, so, but I want to establish some ground rules. So if we know the dynasty's coming to an end, you guys are the fans, you guys are the season ticket holders, you guys see Curry can play for I don't know how much longer. How and when do you want the Warriors to begin to, I guess, get on with it? Would that be, like, But when I say that, Evan, I realize they're not there.
No.
They're not there.
No, they're not.
They're going to play one more year, probably with this big three. And if the year plays out like I expect it to play out, they're not going to go far in the playoffs. And then we're going to be back here next year saying, now what? So I want to know what Warrior fans want, knowing that something's coming to an end, whatever they want to describe it as.
Well, that's to me what fans don't want. Or honestly, what I think most people who have supported the Warriors for decades don't want. They don't want it to end. They don't want it to end. And you can make the case that the franchise is also operating that way. Otherwise, why would you build around a 37 going on 38-year-old? Because you don't want it to end. And you think that you're still good enough to compete. Like, one thing that is kind of been hitting me watching these playoffs is, yes, the youth, the speed, the athleticism, all of that which has frustrated the Warriors in some way, shape, or form. But also, the fact that there's still something in all three of their older core players that makes you believe. Like, they can summon it, just not for enough. And that's why we have, I think we have so many different, like, conflicting conversations. And, you know, I think, like, you and Goo, for example, during the year, and we all do it, but it's like, it's a roller coaster, man, because one night they look great. They look like champions. And the next night they blow a 10-point lead to the Utah Jazz in 2 minutes. Or with Jimmy Butler, they go and they beat the Denver Nuggets and they beat the Lakers back-to-back nights. And then they lay an egg against the San Antonio Spurs. And it's like, who is this team? And I think that's what they've essentially resigned themselves to, is they're going to extract every last ounce of talent and productivity out of these three older players. And it might be good enough, and in all probability, it won't be. But that's their best chance to compete. Their best chance to be a good team, maybe not a great team or a championship team, is to lean all in on these guys and see how far it can take them. And for that, I can't necessarily fault them, because what's your alternative?
Well, that's what's hitting me like a ton of bricks. A bag of nickels, as Guru would say.
Who gets hit with a bag of nickels?
Sometimes he said, there was a Seinfeld about that when they reversed the peepholes.
Oh.
Because
they used to beat people with a bar of soap, like, yeah, in the military.
They reversed the peepholes so that they would prevent an ambush. So Kramer could prevent some kind of ambush. So when he looked out his peephole, he could see whether he was going to get ambushed or not. Right. Anyway, I'm starting to realize, like, this, they have to do this. Have to do this.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Now, why do you hate it?
Because the direction's being, they've set themselves up where I think they're constrained, and I guess it just has to be okay. They're constrained because most fans are willing to go down this road with Steph and Draymond and Butler to a lesser degree. And you can't get off the fact that they're still the Warriors' best three players. They just happen to be older.
Well, I would eliminate the last two. I think people are willing to go down that road with Steph Curry, as long and as far as he wants to travel, and as long as he is able to remain a top 10 player. Like, that's what the All-NBA team told me. All-NBA team, second team. He's still a top 10 player. On certain nights, he might be a top 5 or top 3 player, but he's still a top 10 player in this league. And that means you can't go away from that. Like, and I realize that we've been waiting for, or maybe some have been waiting for him to show his age or show that he's fallen off. And he's not the player he once was. There's no doubt about that. But if you have a player of that caliber, look at all the players on those teams. All of those teams, all those players on first, second, even third team to some extent, they're all built around. Like, that's who the franchises revolve around. Giannis first team, Shea right. first team, Jokic, Brunson for New York second team. I don't have the list in front of me, but my point is, Siney, all of those franchises revolve around that player. Steph just happens to be 37 going on 38. It's remarkable, but again, I cannot fault the process. I can't do it. I can't criticize them for still believing that Steph Curry can summon this level of talent and that that is going to be their path to contention at whatever level.
Yeah, I hear you. I just there's something about the way they phrased everything about Steph. I mean, why couldn't, you know, I might sound like semantics, but why not say the truth? We're trying to put the best team around Steph that we can without mortgaging the future. And we, I don't know.
I think they've told us that in so many words. You know, when Dunleavy says we're 90% focused on next season, that means he's got a corner of his eye set towards 2030. Like,
yeah, I
don't know. I mean, I am legitimately curious, and maybe what the fans feel as well. Like, what do people want them to do this summer? Is it, you know, for the fans that say they want them to rebuild? Like, and I'm legitimately curious. Like, what does that look like for the fans that want them to go all in? When you're watching OKC in Minnesota last night or in this series, what does all in look like? Because I would argue they're about as all in as they can be or are willing to be. And then it's just about throwing the ball out there and seeing if you can get it done.
Yeah, I mean, if what do I want to see the Warriors do this summer? I don't know. I'm anxious to see what they do. Are they going to keep Kuminga or are they not going to keep Kuminga? To me, the only big move is if they would move one of their big three, and the only guy I see, you know, are they really trading Draymond? I don't know. Let's go to Devin in the Uber. Get us started here. Hey, what's going on, Devin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good, D.
I love, first of all, man, I love you guys. I think you guys are making so much sense today. So I appreciate you guys. One thing that you guys have made me think, though, is I'm over here reflecting, and what old stars have won a ring, you know? I think maybe Kareem, that's you know, I guess with Magic maybe, but I'm looking at it, and I'm just wondering, what old stars have won a ring? Usually the game changes, and we're seeing that. We're not as young as some of these other teams. I think Dallas is going to be really good next year. And so I'm wondering, where do you guys literally see us if we make no moves? For the fans that think we're okay and it was just an injury, yeah, and, you know, this and that, where do you guys feel we're at?
That's a great question. And this is where, you know, like, for example, Goo yesterday was saying, hey, Steiny, they were 23-8 after Butler came. And he didn't say just extrapolate that out, but he said that's the kind of team I think they can be. I think if they were not to make any moves and essentially run it back, they're a play-in team. That's what I think.
Well, that's what they were.
Right, but the optimistic view would be they weren't a play-in.
You can make a jump?
Yeah, or actually, they were a 23-8 team with Butler, so they're going to start off next season being already better than a 7 seed, because they were better than a 7 seed. If you think this way, they were better than a 7 seed this year.
Yeah, I would probably lean towards top 6. You know, I mean they were literally a game away from being the 6 seed, and it came down to the series finale, or it came down to a game they blew against the Spurs. But to me, that's you know, just picking hairs. Like, they're a good team. They're not a great team. But, and I know we got to hit a break here. Watching last night, I'll tell you what I think the Warriors are on the other side. Because it is kind of a hit you in the face moment when you're watching the Wolves just get absolutely...
Careful here.
I mean, just taken out back and shot. Seriously.
And shot?
Well,
just say taken to the woodshed.
That's fine.
All right. What people have to realize.
Tell me, Steiny.
Yeah, this is what you people have to realize is he's not a fully formed adult yet, Anthony Edwards. And I was thinking about this. You can't be a transformational player unless you're a fully formed adult.
Yeah.
You know, I've come to the realization that I really don't think that in 2025 you can be a fully formed adult until you're like in your late 20s or early 30s.
That's Shea. Man, did you hear him after the game? This guy's a class act.
Well, yeah, he's also 27, I think.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
That is really what frustrates the hell out of me about OKC. It's not that they're, I don't know, a small market team or that they think they're better than they are. It's that Shea doesn't get his just due as the consummate professional and potential future face of the league because his teammates won't allow him. They're all sophomoric, juvenile, just silly people that will surround him in these post-game interviews. And this is where I do have a problem with it. It's not that they do it as a team. It's the fact that it takes away from how great Shea Gilgeous-Alexander actually is because people associate him with the babies that drape their arms around him every time he's asked a question by Lisa Salters or Ali LaForce or one of these great sideline reporters. Every time they ask a great question that's going to elicit a quote that I'm genuinely interested in listening to, Chet Holmgren puts his arm around him, like, get the hell out of there. And it's not because of Shea, it's because of Chet that people disrespect the Thunder and don't think that he is one of the greatest players on this planet, as he aptly is.
You're overthinking it.
No. It pisses me off how much people go down the road of the Thunder, or mainly Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, because I think he's a great player, and it's because the rest of his imbecilic, if that's even a word, teammates don't allow him to just have his moment, to have his shine, which he just, okay, after he drops 40-10-9 on the Timberwolves and effectively ended their season, as I told you 48 hours ago, I'm sitting there and Kenrich Williams is in the background of the shot with his little puffy hair thing at the bottom.
It was horrible.
Yeah, he was acquired, I think, by the Spurs, from the Spurs.
Oh, is it? Wait, he wasn't in the Lindy Waters trade?
He might have been. I don't know.
Does Waters get a ring?
No. He didn't. He was traded in the offseason.
Yeah, but he was a big part of the...
Probably not. Let's go to three in Berkeley. He doesn't agree with me, but today I haven't really made a definitive statement on much.
What's up, three?
Hey, three.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. You know, hey, the reason why I'm giving you pushback, Sonny, is because basically, you know, you don't move off of a Steph Curry. You know, he's a relic like a Kobe Bryant, like a Michael Jordan should have been with Chicago. You know, he's one of those staples that you just don't move off of.
Yeah.
And the nod to him and his conditioning, because, no, he doesn't look like he's slowing down. No, he's not the player of old. However, he doesn't look like he's slowing down. Now, building around him, I think we got a good couple of good core pieces. And, yeah, it's going to take up a lot of the cap. But I can pivot and give a nod to Dunleavy, who drafted Post. I like Post. His development is going to be huge. You know what I mean? When it comes to everybody complaining about us not having a big man, he's going to space the floor to where he's going to drag the big man out. So as he learns the game more and falls into Kerr's system, it looks a lot brighter than what people are giving credit to. So my thing is, yeah, Anthony Edwards got spanked this whole series. Yeah. They didn't come with the force that they needed to come to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
They tried to bring to us, and it was a bad matchup for them. It would have been a better matchup for us, if you ask me, because defensively we could have played better, you know, against OKC, in my personal thoughts. But, you know, overall, I just want to say the Warriors are still in a good spot. You know, if you move off Kuminga, I understand the business of basketball. I would like to keep him as well. If they bring in Giannis, that would be a good look. But, you know, tell me what you guys think. I'm just like, you know, when it comes down to it, they have to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sit here and disagree with you about Curry. And I'm not advocating for that. There's got to be a middle ground, though, where you can keep getting, somehow find a way. And I get it. Like, I've done all the research on dynasties and what happens after. And it's really hard to sustain life, competitive life after a dynasty. I'm not saying trade Steph Curry, but why does it have to be everything for a title? It's like you're in the middle right now. You're not a bottom feeder, but you're also not a championship contender. I guess there are people that believe that they are a championship contender. I don't. And so as it relates to Kuminga, Evan.
Sure.
Are you really going to forsake his future for one more crack at it? And this is what I mean. So Anthony Slater had a piece in The Athletic today, and it was about Kuminga, because he's the biggest piece of the offseason, whether the Warriors re-sign him, whether they sign and trade him, mm-hmm. whether they let him go for nothing. But this is Slater's line. The cleanest path is finding a sign and trade for Kuminga that delivers the Warriors veterans who fit this unique system that is built around Curry.
Yeah.
I guess I need to know what veterans, but I'm not crazy about that idea in and of itself. How about you?
If it's for a player that makes you better, I think you have to do it. Like, again, what we're talking about is next year.
Right.
Not 5 years down the line. Because, to your point, you can't avoid whatever is in the coming shadow of a post-dynastic run. You can't avoid that. So, I'm not saying you go all in to the extent that you send out future firsts and you trade the entire cupboard of assets, which admittedly is a bit barren, that you have to improve the chances of this upcoming season. But if there is someone out there that wants Jonathan Kuminga, and there's a player that can, or two that can come back and improve this team, I think you have to do it. Now, if that player is not out there, which is one of the reasons why I actually think that the likeliest path at this point is Jonathan Kuminga being on the team, and we can get into some of the reasons why. I think financial structure is a big part to do with it. But if you can legitimately go and acquire a talent that's going to make this team better next season, I think that's something you almost have to do. Like, you've set your franchise up right now that is the path. That's what you have to do. Again, I think that's going to be really hard, because finding a player out there of that caliber could commensurate it to what Kuminga's productivity and honestly just kind of lack of clarity is as a player. Like, I don't know who's willing to give up something for JK at this point.
Right.
But if you find someone that is, or you can facilitate a deal, a three-way or a four-way deal, much like they did last summer by acquiring Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, and others for Klay Thompson, if that kind of deal is out there, I think you kind of have to do it, Sonny.
Well, what just crossed my mind now is, like, I'm trying to put into a realistic term where the Warriors are and what fans would or wouldn't want them to do. For example, let's say they have an opportunity to get one of these veterans that fit the unique style of the Curry Warriors.
Sure.
Here's where I'm at. If I'm the Warriors, I am more interested in acquiring draft picks where they're at than doing a deal that's going to strip us of, let's just use two. So let's not do four number ones. Let's do two. Now, I get it. The two draft picks you'd be giving up would be for a player for another year or two to do it for Curry. But that scares me. It just flat out scares me, because I just would hate, and we're talking about the same thing, I'd hate to not have a first-round pick the year Curry is clearly not himself, or after he's out of here.
But I don't think we're talking about a first-round pick in 2031. Like, for example, they gave up their first-round pick this year for a player that helped them get to the playoffs. You know, that's the kind of deal that I think they're right now weighing. They're trying to figure out, can Kuminga and potentially one of their earlier first rounders, they have four that they're able to trade. So in 2026 or 2027, can that first round pick packaged with a Kuminga get us a player that can take us to the next level? That's what they're weighing right now. And if that player's out there, I don't know if it involved a first round pick, but that's something you absolutely have to consider. And I would argue, based on the way that they've kind of taken this franchise the last couple of years, that's almost a deal you have to do. If you are legitimately building still, or trying to surround Curry with the most talent, if that is your goal as a franchise, then a trade of that talent swap, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think there's two ways of looking at it, and of course I'm looking at it one way and other people are looking at it the other. I just, where we're at with the Warriors roster, I think a lot of fans think this way. Look, Curry's got two or three more years left. Let's just do everything and anything for Curry, give him another crack at it, another couple cracks at it, and whatever happens after that happens. And it's not going to be good, because Curry will be gone at some point. And we just have to acknowledge that after Curry, we got nothing. Well, that may be true. I look at it as though, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I'm starting to equip myself for how to minimize that period of time after Steph Curry. In other words, if Curry leaves in a few years and you have multiple first round picks, you're more likely to get off the mat than if you don't.
No, I agree with you, but what I'm talking about is not sending scorched earth to Chase Center. What I'm talking about is, and I think this is what they've done, like the Jimmy Butler trade in hindsight did not cost a lot. It cost you a lot of money because you had to give him $112 or whatever million dollars, but in terms of sacrificing your future, you didn't really do that. The one big ramification of it, which is why we're talking about Kuminga, would be you might have made him obsolete. And
right,
that's why you're discussing trading him. Like, if Jimmy Butler, if they never made that deal, number one, I think the Warriors they're keeping their pick. Hell, they might have got Cooper Flagg, I don't know. But we're not talking about trading Kuminga, because he's the only piece of the future that you can cling to. Not saying that he's going to work out or that he's going to be great, but there's literally nothing else. And so that's why I think part of the equation for them this summer is also, what's our alternative? If the Warriors had a Jalen Williams, or, gosh, I'm trying to think of some of these other young, a Şengün or a Banchero. If they had, right, one of these other young studs, I do think we could legitimately talk about them trying to acquire more picks and move in that direction. But they don't. They don't. They got Kuminga, they got Pods, they got Moody. And as much as our last caller brought up a post, if we've learned something from these playoffs, post, just because he's 7 feet, he's not a center. He plays more of a power forward position, and he needs someone that's going to be able to help him. Just like Draymond, moving forward, is not a center. He's a power forward that needs someone else to take stuff off their plate. Like, Chet Holmgren is 7 feet tall. He's not a center.
No.
He should not play center, or he will be abused. You look around the league, you can make a case in some against some teams, Şengün plays more of the four than he does the five for the Rockets. Like, the Warriors have to get bigger, and understanding that just because the modern game is about shooting threes doesn't mean they also don't need size.
No, they need...
Well, they need a lot of things.
But. Well, see, and that's the thing. And I get it, and that's kind of what I want to get to. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And see, you just used the throwaway line that, to me, says it all. Well, they need a lot.
Well, it's not a throwaway line.
I know, but...
I'm not sitting here like Finch saying so at the end of every single answer.
No, but what I'm saying is...
So?
When you say, they need a lot, well, you're also saying they're not close. You're saying they're three moves away.
Well, behind OKC, everyone's light years away. Like, seriously.
I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at an incremental improvement.
Yeah. I mean, well, but, and this is where it does come down to what you fundamentally believe. If you believe that they are a Curry injury away from being in the Western Conference Finals, then a marginal improvement is really not a huge ask. Like, I don't think there's any move, to be frank, Steiny, that's going to allow them to jump Oklahoma City. Like, Oklahoma City right now, should they win the championship... And even if they don't, they're going to come back next year and people are going to look at them like they used to look at the Warriors in the West. Like, it's them and it's everybody else. They won 68 games this year and none of their players are going anywhere. Most of their players are, in fact, going to get better. Like, you, to me, and that's why I understand the whole, you got to look around the West. But to me... Measuring yourself against OKC, well, in that case, they should blow it up. Like, I don't think that they have a chance to beat the Thunder man-to-man.
Right.
But sometimes you might, God forbid, Tatum got hurt this year in the playoffs.
Right.
Something might happen next season that opens the door for them, and that's why I do believe that when Curry says playing meaningful games or playing meaningful basketball, it's just giving them a chance. Like, he's not saying that there's nothing this summer that's going to make them the best in the West. But there is something they could do that if the cards sort of fall their way, they might be able to give it one last go.
Yeah.
That's what they're bidding on.
That's absolutely what they're bidding on. And I'm not, how Guru says it's, just hit me in the cardiac. I guess I hate where they're at right now, to be honest.
Why?
Because...
You're projecting.
No, because part of this was inevitable, clearly. And I guess... And I don't want to get into the idea of trading Curry, but clearly that is something that nobody's got stomach for, which is fine. But I think there's an in-between where... trade Steph and blow it up. Okay, we're not going to do that. Or anything and everything for Steph. It's like, let's do the middle. Let's do the middle. Right now, and this is where I'm at with where the Warriors are at. I think you're right. Curry just wanted a crack at it. And guess what? He got one this year. All right? They now have a team that, to me, is a little too old, but they lost in the second round of the postseason. And they had some injuries. So they're not like they don't have to go all in trading a young guy for an older guy.
But
like, I don't think
that's going all in though. Like,
going all in for the next couple years, isn't it?
Well, for next year,
I wish
you don't have to give Draymond an extension this summer. You don't have to. You don't have to give Steve Kerr an extension beyond next season. Like, there are things the Warriors can do to set themselves up for whatever the next iteration of their franchise is. Like, what I'm asking you, and what I would implore fans to do, is give this, and it, in all probability, it won't result in a championship. One more year. That's the slogan for this upcoming season. One more year. Or final ride, last dance, whatever you want to call it. This is the last season in which Curry, Butler, and Draymond should be given the opportunity to prove that they can fail. One more year. That's all I'm asking.
And obviously, if it doesn't work, you would use the last year of each of their contracts either to try to do something or let it just play out on its own.
Yeah, and you might have to bite the second year because that's where they're all aligned. But signing, you got a first-round pick next year. You could choose to bring back Kuminga. Or if you move off of him, it could be, doesn't have to be for a, like for an ancient player. It could be for a player in their 20s. You know, it could be for a Melton who's 25 going on 26. It could be for a player that's not going to, you're not going to build around, but it's going to be like, it could be a player like Buddy Hield who's probably going to be here for a few more years or for, shoot, maybe a couple throwaway second round picks that turn into Post or TJ, players that are not franchise altering players, but guys that you need on your roster.
Right. And I guess that's what I'd be advocating for is a player like that. Like, I think, for example, the Thunder and the Spurs have guys who could help the Warriors, wing type players. Okay, here's a guy, you probably, Warrior fans used to love him, you probably don't love him anymore, but a guy like Naz Reid.
Yeah.
Like, to me, and I get it, he had a terrible series, but Naz Reid is what, 26, 27?
Something like that.
So you go get a guy like Naz Reid, and guess what? You are able to serve two masters, because you are better, you hope you're going to be better marginally with a guy like that, but you're also getting a 26, 27-year-old, not that you're building around, but who's a young player who, you know what, is going to give a solid play for the next 3 or 4 years and keep us in a place of stability. Now, maybe you don't want that, but like that's where I would be more interested in a guy, let's say, between 25 and 30.
Well, I just don't think you can operate at the level that these people who are paid far more than I ever will be to do that job. You can't operate like you're at a blackjack table. Like you know what happens when you go all in? Eventually you lose. And eventually you're stuck with no money and you got to go back to your overexpensive hotel room or downgrade to a place that smells like cigarettes because you got no money.
I lost. I'm out.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go all in. You lose jobs when you go all in. And I realize that the Warriors are kind of a unique situation because really of just Steph Curry. I would leave Butler and Draymond out of it just because of Steph. But even he, like, I'll never forget when Curry said, oh, we got to think about the franchise after we're gone. It's like, even he's saying we can't go all in. For me. For me. He's referring to himself.
Well, how about when Draymond said, you know, there's some deals out there that you think are going to make, but we know the league, and I think he was talking about marketing.
Yeah.
Remember when he said, but we could make a move that kills us after we're gone, and we really care about that. Not that I necessarily believe him, but I do think he's right about certain players that you think you're going to bring in here, and it's going to allow you to take a big step, but
well,
it might not.
He's also wrong about certain teams.
Oh, no doubt.
And
it's true.
Yeah, pre-deadline Draymond. Well, look, this is what happens when you opine on a weekly basis. You got takes that people are going to remember, and some of them aren't going to age very well. And I'm not talking about the one where he guaranteed a championship. That one, like, that one was just so outrageous that it's almost dismissible.
Not according to Goo.
What?
The fact that Draymond guaranteed a championship and then Jimmy Butler said championship coming soon meant that it was likely to happen Because they said it.
Well, championship coming soon could be 1 year from now.
That is true.
That's not very long.
That is true. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Joe and Ray. I see Sam. I'll get to you all on the other side. And the Warriors, the Thunder. Is it even fair to put them in the same sentence? I will say this. Denver looked like they were on the verge of something really, really big.
Oh, you mean this year?
2 years ago when they won it. And, you know, all I'm saying is, yeah, Oklahoma City looks phenomenal right now. But you can't just assume a dynasty or, well, they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals for the next 5 years.
Malone was talking about a dynasty. And he got fired 2 years later. I mean, it's just like those kind of guarantees are, I don't have any other guarantees. Like, why would you ever do that? By the way,
yeah.
Denver is looking like the second best team in the Western Conference right now.
Well, yes and no.
What does that also make the Clippers look like?
Well, we can get into that and a few other things.
I'm just saying, Denver took that team that paddled your little pups.
Who?
The Timberwolves.
What about them?
Denver.
They haven't lost to Denver in like 4 years.
Yeah, but Denver took OKC to 7.
Oh, big.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah.
When's the last time Denver?
The best team doesn't always win.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. How you want the Warriors navigating this offseason, knowing that there's some good young teams out there. Also, Draymond Green. He's doing analyst work right now, and he's going to need to get a little better at that particular job, and I'll show you why on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.